Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Some of these religious con people will pick up on what they think the faith message said, not what it says at all. And they're going to claim everything you got. One fellow tried to claim my red Bronco. Now, if he wants to claim one, but he can't claim mine. Because I claimed it, the fella gave it to me. No, I didn't claim it, he just gave it to me anyway.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again.
Oh, you're listening to me now. Now he said, put off the old man. You see, out here in the flesh, that flesh hadn't been redeemed. And your flesh, your body will going to go right on doing just what it's always done. Put off the old man, put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now notice, on this new man. How do you put off the old man? Verse 25, wherefore, putting away lying. Lying doesn't go with the new man. Amen. Wherefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. How do you be angry and sin not? By keeping your mouth shut. Anger doesn't belong to the new man. That's part of the old fellow. All right. Let him, look at the 28th verse, let him that stole steal no more. Put off the old, put on the new, steal no more. Now get this. Rather, let him labor, working with his hands. I mean, he got both words in there, labor and working. Didn't say let him get on welfare. Amen. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. Labor, he said, working with his own hands. Reading the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let him labor, working with his own hands, so that he'll have to give to him that's really in need. You know, you could take a little side journey here and step on a few toes. You see, here in the early church, you know, the governments and all that didn't have any kind of a welfare program. Care of their own. And they'd have widows and orphans and so on that they'd take care of. But Paul, writing to the church in another place, said, let them that have nephews, let them take care of them. Instead of having the church to take care of them, if they got some kinfolk, let them take care of them. Anymore, we've got away from that. You know, the government's going to do everything. The government's almost God, you see. Are you listening to them? But let him take care of it. Amen. Working with his own hands. Labor, he said. Working with his own hands. We've got students that come to school and want to sponge off the other students. They call that living by faith. I call it living by ignorance. And they'll live with one student or this one, you know, long as they can sponge. You know what I mean by sponging off of them? That's a good Texas colloquial expression. You know, they just live off of them. No, the Lord told me not to work. Well, if he told you not to work, he'll meet your needs. You won't have anybody. Are you listening to me? But we've got them every year. You know, there are a lot of religious con people. They'll con you out of everything you got. If you up with it. Amen. Bless their heart. And so some of these religious con people will pick up on what they think the faith message said, not what it says at all. And you got one fellow trying to claim my red Bronco. Now, if he wants a red Bronco, he can claim one, but he can't claim mine. Because I claimed it, the fella gave it to me. No, I didn't give him anyway. But he gave it to me for a purpose. And I like to drive it. So I drive it to work every day. We call it work to school or to the office every day. Most every day. But he said, I've claimed it by faith. Now it's mine. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you drive it a few more days. But over to me a certain date. I said, I'm not going to turn it over to you. You can't claim my red Bronco. Now, if you really need one, you might claim one, but don't claim somebody else's. That's coveting. Claim one for yourself. But no, I guess he thought, you know, I'd go for that. I don't know, but I'm not that quite stupid, you know. I didn't go for that. I've still got my Bronco, and he's still walking. Amen. No, let him that labor, let him that stole steal more and more. You know, these folks are really stealing, to tell you the truth about the matter. Fellas just living off of other people. It's really stealing from them. Well, they sure get quiet, don't they? I'll tell you something else. While I'm on it, you mind me meddling a little bit more? Folks that go to a church and belong to a church and attend church and don't put anything, just never pay their tithes or give offering, or stealing from the rest of them. They're thieves. Amen. Now that always goes over big, you know. But anybody that's really spiritual, they'll believe it. Shout about it. You see, they won't, but the other fellow pay for it. All the rest of the folks pay to keep the church open, keep the doors open, keep the lights on, keep the air conditioning on, pay for the preachers and all the help. But me ride free. Those people need to put on the character of Jesus. They need to put off the character of the thief and put on the character of Jesus. He was a giver. Amen? You might as well say amen also anyway. Now notice what he said. Let's go on reading. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Put off the old man. Amen. Put on the new man. Now let's go on reading, you know, into the fifth chapter. Paul didn't write a letter in chapter and verses, you know that. So he's still talking about the same thing. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Not only bless God, don't do it, but don't let it even be one time named among you. Now what? Fornication and all uncleanness. Now you have to understand what he said here, and he's talking about uncleanness because he wasn't talking about be sure you take a bath, wash your hands before you eat. Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians. Notice that he wrote a letter to the Romans to use the same term, and he explains it a little bit more in detail. Look into the first chapter of Romans, 24th verse. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. That's the uncleanness he's talking about. 26th verse. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Uncleanness, vile affections.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Now, you know, you hear me say, we want to thank you for helping us to bring hope, help healing to the world.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about our partners. Now, what is a partner? A partner is somebody that prays for us regularly and then sends in an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send, to help support Rhema and what we're doing all over the world. That's what it's all about. You can go to rhema.org/WPC. Find out all about it. We want to say thank you to all of our partners and for you that will become a partner with us.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this life-changing message. That's next week on Rhema for Today. Have a great weekend.